documents related to Jeffrey Epstein were made public late Wednesday. The judge said she was ordering the records released because much of the information within them is already public. The first 40 documents of an expected 250 ordered unsealed largely mention figures whose names were already known, including high-profile friends of Epstein's like Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and Bill Clinton, with no indication of any wrongdoing by Trump or Clinton. In sports tonight, the Warriors are home against the Nuggets. And your forecast, partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a foggy start, then partly cloudy with low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Listen up, Sonoma County. There's a new sheriff in town. And cockroaches, ants, mice, termites, it don't matter to him. He's here to run them all straight out of town. Geoco Pest Control is here, Sonoma County, and they're laying down the law. When you call Geoco Pest Control, those no-good varmints and pesky insects are as good as dead. The posse at Geoco are the best in the biz, fully licensed and insured, and ready to track down any pest problems you can shoot at them. I just look at their reviews. Nothing but happy campers. Commercial or residential, if you're having a pest problem and you don't call Geoco Pest Control, well, you might just be plum crazy. Call today, 707-658-1282, or check them out on the old interwebs. Now get along, little doggy.
Geoco Pest Control, locally owned and family operated, a division of Joe Bikini Construction. Online at giocopestcontrol.com.
102.7 The Wolf, and Rick Michaels here. And in a new poll, 33% of people say that they have made their New Year's resolution. 16% said that, well, they plan to, but, well, they just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Turning me off, making me feel like I want too much. Living with you. find a good song.
We pick out the playlist so you don't have to. America's Greatest Hits, 102.7, The Wolf.
Got this in pocket. Got battle. I'm gonna use it. Intention. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No visa, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs. Gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
Frequencies, so switch over and stay connected.
Awesome.
As always, you'll find us at 102.7. But now, we've got great coverage in Petaluma at 102.5.
Oh, yes.
Tune in and turn up the volume. The Wolf, 102.7 and 102.5.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could I let it be so? And here you are by my side.
What you left means to me open arms.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Beep, beep. Showing signs of picking up a little bit, so let's get another update on the commute from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Better news for the Marin commute. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Lowe's. Heading out of Petaluma for Marin County, you're looking good. Getting into the Narrows, no delays getting past Olin Polly Park. And coming down the hill past the Civic Center, it's just a little bit sluggish. We had no fewer than three separate accidents. Southbound 101 near the 580 split. All three are now clear. Northbound 101 still in great shape between Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. That's just a 16-minute drive. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Valid until 1/24/24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details. I'm Lisa Carr. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
102.7 The Wolf.
But that love falls apart, your little piece of heaven turns to dawn. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart, there's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why. But listen to your heart before.
This is where all the hits went on 102.7 The Wolf.
I looked out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. And lost myself. We'll be right back.
For your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 4th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Hard work by the Santa Rosa Police paid off on Tuesday with multiple arrests for identity theft, drugs, and weapon violations. After an extensive investigation, police arrested 34-year-old Windsor resident Michael Stromberg on 35 felony violations for ID theft and fraudulent activities. They then proceeded to Country Manor Way in Windsor, where after announcing their presence, forced open the door to the home. Inside was 38-year-old Tammy Alexander and two minor children. In the garage was 43-year-old Seth Bulkey. Police found drugs, weapons, and gun manufacturing equipment. This led to a search of a storage unit in Windsor that yielded more weapons. All were arrested on multiple felony charges.
It's stainless steel, and it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people.
That is a bridge worker speaking about the suicide barrier netting on the Golden Gate Bridge that is now complete after a 10-year ordeal. Originally approved in 2014 at a cost of $76 million, construction costs soared to $224 million, with the contractor involved filing lawsuits claiming their expenses went to $200 million above that. Nearly 2,000 people have jumped from the bridge since 1937, but the barrier seems to work, as last year only 14 fell, down from an average of 30 per year. In sports, the Warriors are home against the Nuggets tonight. And your forecast, today partly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight turning mainly cloudy, maybe an outside chance of a sprinkle. Lows in the 40s, tomorrow a foggy start, then partly cloudy with low 60s, rain on Saturday.